Thank you for joining us at the Roundtable.
Brought to you by Community Education Arts, a nonprofit organization based in Noblesville, Indiana.
I'm Alice Cavanaugh-Scober, President of CE Arts.
And I'm Sarah E. Morin, Secretary of CE Arts. Let's sit down
at the Roundtable. Welcome back as we continue our discussion with Brittany Gaither, Nicole Dean, and Emily Miser of Crossroads Dance Indy. I'm going to go back to our first image because this scene is from Finding Eden, correct, Emily? Am I right about that?
Yeah, it absolutely is. Well, first, thanks for having us.
My pleasure. Really, I love you guys.
Thank you. Yeah, I'm really excited. It's been a long time in the making since 2015 when we started to have our own show, so that's really special. And I just can't wait for you guys to see it in January. Seems like a long time away, but it'll be here before we know it.
Oh, it'll be here before we know it, yeah.
Yeah.
So the tagline for Finding Eden that Brittany sent me, and I don't know if tagline's the right word, but it says, a story of who you are when you no longer have who you are. That really intrigues me. So,
thank you.
Yeah. So tell us a little bit about Finding Eden and how you put it together, you know, how this all came together for you.
Well, a lot of when I choreograph, I kind of movement is how I either work through things or how I like stamp moments in my life. It's like my big journal. Those are my favorite things to choreograph. So when we started working on this show in June, I think it was, or started conceptualizing it in June, I really wanted to pick something that I could kind of think on and, you know, stick to creatively for 8 months. So something I'd really been thinking about was, and kind of wanted to mark through movement, was, you know, really the last 18 months of our lives, especially as artists, when like everything was gone. So a lot of the inspiration came from April 2020 and how I saw kind of all the pieces of my life get taken away in a way. And so just kind of coming to terms with when everything's taken away, like what is left. And so that's kind of my journey through this piece.
I think that's a really impactful subject matter because, you know, everybody went through April 2020. I mean, if they survived, you know, if they survived the pandemic, even that month, they went through that. And I think that people in performance arts, visual arts, any kind of arts, really, just it was just watching you know, the world shut down in terms of businesses and everything is one thing. But when it's your business is also your creative outlet, there's something, I don't want to say worse about it, because that minimizes what anybody else went through. But there is an almost like exactly what you said, like, well, what's left? I mean, you know, that's my business and that's my creativity. And what am I and what is anything without that? And so to tell that story, I think it's very important, and people will relate to that a lot and understand, you know, and get something from that. I feel like that's a really, really important story to tell now. You know, I would love to say we're all done with all that, it's all past, but I don't personally feel that way because of the, you know, I feel like we need to get those vaccinated numbers up higher, you know, before we can all be safe and out there again. But at least we're moving in the right direction. So hopefully we'll never again be in that kind of a situation like we were in April 2020. I know that's something that your piece will be a historical record of that, you know, and you've created something beautiful out of something not so beautiful. So that alone is a wonderful thing. What else would you like to tell everybody about Finding Eden?
I don't know. I mean, I'm just excited for people to see it. I love playing with, I've had a really great group of dancers to work with. So I'm really thankful to get to set work on them and kind of see how it all comes together. So
now, as a choreographer, I'll ask you a question about your dancers. When you choreograph something, I'm a sort of assuming, and again, forgive my ignorance, that you kind of have this visualization of it in your mind's eye. You know what it's going to look like. You're a dancer. You can do those moves. You can play it out in your mind and everything. So when you're working with real live dancers and bringing it all to life, what is that experience like for you, the creator of their movements?
It's mostly just really exciting to see something that you see in your head, either sometimes really clearly, sometimes not so clearly, but actually see it in real life. Sometimes it works and you're like, that looked amazing and just how I wanted it. And sometimes the things in your head, I was just talking to Brittany about this the other night, that don't actually, you're like, oh, that actually didn't work. It just worked in my head. So, you know, it's all part of the process, which I think it makes it more exciting. But yeah,
it's got to be great to have the feedback and the actual interaction with other humans, you know, who are your dancers. Because, you know, like I could have a visualization in my head of how I want to paint a painting, and then I try to do mm-hmm. it and it doesn't work out the way I thought. But that's just me and the canvas, you know, there's no feedback. It just didn't work.
Yeah.
But you get feedback and interaction from the dancers. And so I feel like that must be a much more positive kind of, oops, that didn't work, let's try this. It's more positive
sure,
because
yeah.
you can kind of fix it in the moment a lot more.
Yeah, and a lot,
it's a lot more fun.
Yeah, and sometimes the oops that you get actually are better than what you thought or what you came up with. And ooh. You just like, you start yeah. somewhere and then you set it and like, oh, well, that's not what I thought, but I like it better. So we're going to do that.
There you go. That's the artistic and creative moments Absolutely. That happen out of what we sometimes as artists might think of as our failure. Oh, that didn't work. But like you said, you never know what comes next might be better. So, Well, yeah. thank you. That's great. Is there anything else you want to say about that? Or shall we go on to Nicole and come to the table?
No, I think that's it. I'm excited to hear about Nicole's piece.
Okay. Join us next time as we continue our discussion with Brittany Gaither, Nicole Dean, and Emily Miser of Crossroads Dance Indie.
This has been At the Roundtable with Alice
and Sarah E.
of Community Education Arts.
Our nonprofit organization is based in Noblesville, Indiana. You can find us online at cearts.org. We'd like to thank James Weston for writing our intro music and for his technical savvy.
Join us next time
at the Roundtable.